Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Starting Perek Mamem Adlikin, and it's a natural progression from the first Perek that talks about the gzeirois of what one mustn't do Erev Shabbos, because one is going to come to do Malacha. So the next obvious step is preparing for Shabbos. The preparation, the mitzvah that defines Kovet Shabbos and Einik Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Kiddush we make by the beginning of Shabbos with the Suda Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush of Zachreu B'yayin. But the mitzvah that ushers in Shabbos itself is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. And we'll see that's one of the reasons of mitzvahs Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Gemara has a discussion if Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is only a mitzvah or it's a choyva. We pass Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is Hadlokas Ner Shabbos a choyva. I said Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, but that wasn't just a slip of the tongue. Ner Chanukah, the only place in Shas that discusses extensively the halachas of Chanukah, of Ner Chanukah, is in the context of Ner Shabbos. And it's not just because this is the perek in Shas that deals with Neros, it's because the two intrinsically have the same idea. The Ner Shabbos, the Svarim explained that Ner Shabbos is the oyer that permeates a Yiddish home going into Shabbos. The oyer pnimi of the essence of Kedusha, of Klal Yisrael connecting to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Shabbos, that's represented in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. And that's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the oyer of Chochmah, is the oyer of Torah, stepping into Chodesh Kislev, that's the oyer of Chanukah. You'll notice, by the way, in Perek Bamei Madlikin, is also the sugis of Lag Baim, the sugis of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on Daf Lamed Gimel, of course. Lamed Gimel, Lag. And the reason for that is because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala, the oyer Pnimi of Torah, the Sisrei Torah. The word Oyer is Begematria Roz, which means the Sisrei Torah. Those that are noyik to say Friday night, Rozo de Shabbos, is the Psharis. That's the Oyer, that's Bemoko in Bamei Madlikin. Some of Klal Yisrael, Minig Ashkenaz, is to say Bamei Madlikin, Leil Shabbos, to usher in Shabbos, because that's the mitzvah of ushering Shabbos. Other parts of Klal Yisrael, Nusach Svarad, say Rozo de Shabbos. Roz and Oyer of Bamei Madlikin have the same Gematria, 207. We'll just mention one nekuda, besides for this that the Mepharshim bring down, the Gemara's Chakira of Choyvo Rishus. We pass in Choyvo, we say, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvah Yisov v'tzivonu. It's a mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Im Mishum, the Gemara says, Shalom Bayis, that the house should be lit up. People shouldn't fall and stumble and be in a bad mood because it's dark. Leil Shabbos, you can't put on a light, so you put on light before Shabbos. Im Mishum Ho, you can leave a light on Friday morning and have it lit. There's a separate mitzvah of making a show of Kabbalah Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. So that we do Samach V'Nerit to Shabbos. Okay, let's learn the Mishnah. Bameh Madlikin uvameh Ein Madlikin. We're going to talk about two different things, two different parts of the mitzvah. There's the oil, the material that burns, and then there's the psilo that allows it to burn. Both of them have specifications, what you can use, what you can't use. First, we're going to talk about which type of wicks one should not use. Ein madlikin, loy belechesh. Taich, these are different things that they used to make wicks out of. There's some type of woolly material that's in a tree. They take out the bark of the tree of an erez, and there's some type of material over there inside the bark that's called lechesh. Choysen, loy bechoysen is pishton. That's not combed out, so it's not a finished material, but it could be used, it's flammable. V'loi b'koloch, koloch is what's left over when they make silk, that's the leftovers could be used also, it's also flammable. V'loi b'psilas o'idon, psilas o'idon is some type of, again, like a woolly material, that's by willow trees, by arovois. V'loi b'psilas ha'midbar, also some type of grass that grows in the midbar, and they would make wicks out of that. V'loi b'yuroika shopnei ha'mayim. It's something like moss. It's stuck, the Rav says, stuck to the side of boats that stay in the water a while. That green stuff that you see on anything that's submerged in water. It's also flammable, if you dry it. So those are wicks that should not be used. V'loi b'zephes. Here we're talking already about the oil, so to speak. Zephes is pitch. Shava is wax. Now, are you allowed to light with wax candles? So what it means over here is a certain type of shava that's melted like oil. that doesn't light well. We'll see in Hashem what the reason is. So out of it doesn't light well. But we're not talking about a wax candle where there's a long wick made out of wax, the way our candles are. V'loy b'shem kik. Shem kik, the Rav sounds like he's saying it's a tzemer geffen, which is katan, shekoyin katan. Sounds like katan seed oil. We have a shiloh with it on Pesach of whether it's like a kidneys, whether it goes into the minig of not eating kidneys. Now the next din that's mentioned in the Mishnah is not part of the same thing. It says the chson is not the material. Loy b'shem and sreifa is a different din. So let's hold off on that for a second. Why the Mishnah sticks it in over here is a good question. V'loy ba'alya v'loy b'chelev. Alya and chelev are basically the same thing. They're fatty material. They're chelev, and alya is also very fatty from the tail of the animal. Except that alya is kosher to eat and the chelev is not kosher to eat. But the idea is the same. They don't burn well because of what they're made out of. Nochem amodi oimer. Madlikin b'chelev mevushul. The Mandom and Nochem Amadi says that chelev mevushul is okay for lighting. Chelev mevushul trims it a little bit, so it's not so fatty. It's called Beloshna Gemara chelev mehutoch, and they're not arguing. The Tanakam and Nochem Amadi are not arguing in the Metzias. Look at the next Mandom. V'chachon ma'imrim. Echad mevushul, ve'echad she'eni mevushul, ein madlikin boy. His mask about the metzias is the chelev mevushul, you don't have the problem. The shaila would be, would they be goyzer on chelev mehutoch or to eini mehutoch? This is the way the Gemara is masbir. Now the chachomim that say echad mevushul ve'echad she'eni mevushul, l'chor the Tanakhama also said, v'loy b'chelev. L'chor b'chelev means across the board, both mevushul and not mevushul. What's the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachom at the end of the Mishnah? The Gemara's Masber that if you mix in a little bit Shemen into the Chelev Mehutoch, L'chayr, that should take away the problem. It should make it more flammable in a satisfactory way. So the Shaila is whether they would be Matir based on that or no. They asked it up all Chelev. It's not clear which Manda Omar is which. You could read it V'loy B'Chelev, but not Chelev mixed with something else. That would be okay. Or you can read in the Chacham, Echem Mavusha, Echem Shein Mavusha, Leim Adlikim Boy, but only that, not if it's mixed with something else. So that the Gemara blibes the Shiloh, which Mandama holds what. Now, V'loy B'Shem Esreif is an interesting halacha. Shem Esreif means Shemen that has to be burnt. Which Shemen has to be burnt? We're talking about Shemen Trumo, which is Tomei. The halacha is you have to burn it. Now, Koyin is allowed, when he burns the Trumo, he's allowed to be Nene from it. So L'Chay should be able to use it for a Ner. But the halach is that you're not allowed to burn truma or kochim on Yom Tov. Marlon's out of a pasuk. I know some men who had boiker, the pasuk that says sreifas noiser, not on Yom Tov. So the iser on Yom Tov defines that as a mice of chilul Yom Tov. And we're talking over here about Erev Shabbos, which was Yom Tov. The day you make Eruv HaChatzeres, you're not talking about a regular Erev Shabbos. So on that day, there blibes an iser deraisa to be madlik that shemen. Others taina, it's based on a Yerushalmi, that it could be that since the Mishnah mentioned the Shemen Sreifa, it means every Arab Shabbos they were goyzer because of an Issa Deraisa to be madlik Shemen Sreifa on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos Shechalias be Yom Tov. Now what's the problem as a klal with all these type of wicks and all these type of oils? So the Mefarshim bring down two reasons. One of them is in the Rambam in Yad, and one of them is in the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis. One is the Gemara mentions Shemayate, that he's going to the flame flickers, so he's going to be Mate the Ner, and similar to what we had in the first peg about reading Laura Ner, and that's going to be Mavir. That's one Chshash. Another Chshash is that the Ner is going to be flickering, it's going to be annoying, he's going to leave, he's going to walk out. The room is dimly lit, if you light with that, person will leave, and the mokim of the Ner is by the Suda Shabbos, and it's supposed to give Hanor to the Suda Shabbos, and Mamele, he's not Yoytze the Mitzvah, and he's Mavatl the Mitzvah Seder Rabbonon of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Reb Kiveger and other Mepharshim make reference to the Gemara having a discussion about Neres Chanukah. Neres Chanukah, we're knowing the Yenal Havanor. Haneres Halol, Kodeshem, Vein Lonu Rishus L'Shtamish, the Gemara says. But there is a mandama that holds Neres Chanukah is mutl l'shtamish. If that's the case, so a person could light theoretically Neiros Chanukah, and he can use those for Neir Shabbos, and he can be Madlik and be Nene Laor HaNer. Which chash will there be in that case if it's used for any of these materials? Because these gzeris of what you're not allowed to use is only true by Neir Chanukah, by Neir Shabbos, not by Neir Chanukah. But if you're going to use the Neir Chanukah with Neir Shabbos, then it's going to be also. Masha Enkein, if Neir Chanukah also lishtamish b'hem, so one has nothing to do with the other. You're not going to come too close to the Neir Chanukah, then you're not going to be matter. And you're not going to walk out because that's not the Neir you're using. I know you're not allowed to have Anor from it anyways. That's part of the discussion over here in the Gemara. Mishnah Beis. Ein madlikim b'shemen sefer b'yomtiv. This is really just a hesbon what we said before. That the iser of madlikim b'shemen sefer is b'yomtiv. It's on Erev Shabbos, which is chal on yomtiv. Mamish like we explained. Interesting point is that the Gemara mentions in the context of shemen sefer, could it be that maybe there's a chash of Shema Yata, like we said before, that you're going to adjust the wick because you want it to burn better? Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Kochim or Sreifas Truma Tmeya. It's a mitzvah same deraisa. So you're going to be anxious that it burns better. So you're going to be matter. That goes into the reason why not light it on Shabbos. This brings up, by the way, a kasha. If Sreifas Kochim is a mitzvah same deraisa, frektaisin and pufplais and shas, notably in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, ad kama that there's a mitzvah say, yovai mitzvah say of sreifas kochim, v'yitche the loisa say malach on yomtiv. And the answer Taisa says is that malach on yomtiv is an assay and a loisa say. It's an assay. It's a loisa say of loisasa kol malach, and it's assay also of bittul. Every kedushas yomtiv is a deraisa, is also mitzaseh to keep. Doing malacha on yomtiv is a bittul mitzaseh. So lo yove aseh v'yitcha lo yosev aseh. Tais has a discussion whether noshim are mechuyiv in that mitzaseh. So then l'chera, women should be able to burn kachim, they should be able to light, because for them, it's a yovei mitzaseh of sreifas kachim. If they don't have that say, it's one of the famous discussions about Noshim not being mechuyiv in mitzvah say shezman grama. Are Noshim mechuyiv in the mitzvah say of yomtiv because it also has a loisa say and the mitzvah on the loisa say? Is another din, Rabbi Shmuel loy me'ein madlikim be'itron. Itron is the psoilus of zephis, of the tar that we had before, makes a very bad smell. It's not covered Shabbos. You're going to walk out of a Shabbos suda where the smell of the itron is burning. Mipnei kvayit ha-Shabbos. They weren't geyser on this. As well, the Chachom say we're matter all different shmonim, except for the shmonim that I mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, which was not totally in this machlaikis. Shemen shumshimin, sesame oil, shemen egoizim, walnut oil, shemen tznoinois, is from radishes, shemen dogim, fish oil, so it's a healthy fish oil. Shemen pakuois. Pakuois is some type of little melons that grow. It also produces oil. And b'itron u'beneft, which make a bad smell. Neft is the Hebrew word for kerosene. So that makes a bad smell. V'afilachi, they weren't goyzim m'shum kveil ha-Shabbos. Comes along Reb Tarfin, oy me'im adlikin al v'shem zayis bovad. He says a chiddush. That since Shem and Zayis burns the brightest and the best, so that's the mitzvahs, that's how Chazal will kaveh. L'maisa, we don't pass like Reb Tarfin, even though it's a meaning in many Yiddish homes. To Yebi Mahadr, call Mahadr, the Gemara says after Shem and Zayis, it's a school to Abonim Tamid Chachomim. Shem and Zayis is Miramas on the Or HaNer, the Or of Chanukah, that's Chochma. So we don't pass in Reb Tarfin. We do pass in that Itron and Neft one should not use, which is told in Machalik Chachom and Reb Tarfin. The Gemara adds as well also Shemen Afar Samoin. And the Rav brings a reason by Shemen Afar Samoin, it's very expensive. And a person is going to come to take some out of the holder that's holding the oil. He's going to be a little bit stingy on how much oil is there. The problem is that when a ner is doluk, adding to it, even though you're not lighting because the flame is on, but adding more fuel to the fire is a malach of matter. It's a chiddush because one could hold that it's a gerim, but lamaisa it's not that way. Adding directly to the flame is lamaisa mavir. diluting, taking away hamistapik mimenu, is over mishum mechaber. Kivega brings over here machlokes tosin the rosh, the fundamental machlokes. Taking oil out of the kli, out of the glass cup, let's say, where the oil is, while it's burning, is that kibui? Is that like putting out the light because it's going to go out in 2 hours instead of 3 hours? Or is that only a grom of kibui, which is certainly only the rabbanon? It's machlokes tosin the rosh. Tosfos says that that's not kibui, and the reason why over here one shouldn't light a fastamoin is because the kibui is not in the fact that the light is going to go out an hour earlier, but it's in the fact that when you pull some out, you dim the light, the flame that's flickering itself is dimmed somewhat. The Rosh, like we said, argues, the Rosh holds that no, the fact that it's going to go out an hour earlier itself is the malacha. We'll see more about Tzimitz Hashem in a few Mishnayos further.